Hey, this is Tiffany, and you're listening to the Positive Psychology of Pop Music.
Hello there, and welcome to a brand new episode of the Positive Psychology of Pop Music. I'm Wesley Ryan, and for the next hour, I'll be taking you on a journey of inspiring music and positive messages. And I'll be doing that with the help of one of my all-time favorite artists. 10-year-old Wesley Ryan would have squealed at the top of his lungs to find out he'd be interviewing the one and only Tiffany. And as it turns out, 30-something Wesley Ryan may have let out a little squeal as well. Okay, I totally squealed. That's because Tiffany didn't just make some of the best pop songs of the late 80s and early 90s. She's evolved into an amazing singer-songwriter who's written some of my all-time favorite songs over the last decade. I'm incredibly excited to play several of those for you in the next hour, including her brand new single, Can't Stop Falling. But don't worry, I'll be playing some of the older stuff too, and while I sometimes like to keep you waiting for certain tracks, I enjoy anticipation, what can I say, I'm incredibly aware that all of my childhood friends will reach through their radio, iPod, and/or computer and strangle me if I don't start off the Positive Psychology of Tiffany with the song that has brought the biggest smiles to our faces and millions of others for over 30 years. You know it, you love it, and you better be singing along with me. This is Tiffany with I Think We're Alone Now. Sorry, I had to sing that. There was literally no stopping me. Well, I appreciate you taking the time to talk to me. I've been a fan of yours for a very long time.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
When I think back to my childhood memories, I have very many that involve you and your music. Who were some of the musical influences that you remember really having an impact on you when you were a kid?
You know, I didn't grow up in like a musical family really, but my family's always loved to like throw dinner parties. And so music was always a big part of that. And then my mom was a huge Elvis Presley fan. Like Loretta Lynn, Tammy Wynette. So a lot of like country or rockabilly or kind of semi rock and roll was played in my home. So those were like my earlier influences, Johnny Cash. And then later on, I started singing. So I was singing like country music, like when I was 9 years old, which wasn't the coolest thing to do in Los Angeles, California, but I loved it. And then eventually I started finding other artists like Roseanne Cash and Fleetwood Mac and Heart. So those were like really my biggest influences, I would have to say, would be Stevie Nicks.
Do you have a favorite Stevie or Fleetwood Mac song?
Yeah, I mean, there's so many really. But I think probably for me would probably be, I don't know, Gypsy probably. I mean, I've got it tattooed on my arm.
That's a small sign you might like it.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I've always kind of felt like that in a weird way about the music industry. I grew up having this big voice, but also the lifestyle of traveling and having your friends and family. And I've always loved it. I still love it now. And a memory.
That was Fleetwood Mac with Gypsy, a track that's had a major influence on Tiffany, the artist we're spotlighting on this week's episode of The Positive Psychology of Pop Music. I know a thing or two about musically inspired tattoos. Come say hey sometime and I'll show you. But what I don't know anything about is having your dreams come true at such a young age. My lifelong dream of having a radio show and interviewing the artists who've inspired me has only become a reality in the last few years. But for Tiffany, her dream of making it in the music business was realized in a very big way when she was only 16. I had to know what it was like to be a worldwide pop phenomenon before she could even vote. And I also got some insight into why she stayed in the music industry throughout her life and why hopefully she has no plans to leave it anytime soon.
Well, I wanted to touch on that because you were so young when you became this, you know, pop megastar, and I was wondering how you really processed what was happening at that age.
It was a whirlwind of events, but for me, you know, it was everything I've always wanted to do. And I don't even know how, I guess, you know, when I started singing at 9, and then my stepfather actually was like, is that what you really want to do? And I was like, yes. So he started like throwing me literally in front of like country bands. We'd go someplace. I didn't even know I was going to get up and sing. And he wanted to see if I would be shy, you know, because if I was going to back out or anything like that, or or freak out, then that was maybe not my calling. And I never did. I was like, oh, okay, great. So, you know, he knew he had something to work with. And, you know, I think for me, it was like, somehow I just knew that I was a very lucky girl to be able to have my parents, you know, take me serious, to have people react to it, and to have great people who connected the dots. Because my family had no clue what to do in the music industry. I mean, that was so far from anything we knew. So my dad was really just word of mouth. What do we do? Oh, you get headshots. Oh, you go meet this person. Oh, she needs that. So, you know, my parents were willing to invest in it and also take their time. But, you know, also we all just got lucky and met great people who were very instrumental in helping me build my first leg of my career. So for me, I just kind of rolled with it. I loved being in the studio. I loved doing my gigs, growing. I mean, I'm still that person today. I'm constantly like throwing things on my plate to like stretch myself a little bit. But I think that's part of it. You know, it's 30 years I've been doing this and I really don't get tired of it.
You just heard my personal favorite Tiffany tune of all time, The Very Moving Could Have Been. Tiffany knew how to pull my heartstrings back in the 80s, which is saying something when you consider that song somehow kicked me in the feels when I was only 8 and had no idea what the hell she was talking about. That's because Tiffany has always put so much heart and emotion into every note she sings. But if you're not familiar with her more recent material, you absolutely need to be. As Tiffany grew into an artist who was able to put that same heart and emotion into writing her own music, and who has created music infinitely more moving than she ever did as a teenager.
Hopefully I'm getting better as a songwriter. I mean, every time I sit down with a co-writer, or being able to also write different genres is exciting for me. You know, from writing like some rock pop stuff to dance stuff to country stuff. You know, that's something for my writer's career that I really pride myself on, you know, being in Nashville and writing country music now and, you know, starting to like be sending these songs out to possible other people to cut them like a real writer. You know, it's very cool to have that side career. And I think for me, the songs that I've written, obviously A Million Miles is a big one for me. And I think that's because it's very personal. You know, it talks about a lot of me losing a lot of relatives and friends and family. You know, that's been kind of heartbreaking in the last now 6 years. People that I never expected to leave my life, you know, and so many great things. And sometimes the days that aren't great, you really want to be with those people, get their advice, see their faces again. And you just, you know, I think A Million Miles is really about hoping that they still are a part of your life. I feel that they are, and that they're guiding you somehow, you know, still, and you have that connection with them. Cause I feel that a lot of times, you know, when I'm riding someplace or when I'm doing something, you know, in the van or someplace into my next gig, it's like, I'll look out the window and you just feel this comfort. It's a weird thing, but, I cherish it. Some of the songs that I've written that are the most vulnerable are my favorites. Winter's Over, which is another song that I wrote. And that it does, again, it talks about somebody leaving your life, you know, and standing over the graveside and talking to this person and still saying, you know, at this point, I need to now go on with my life. You know, all of this happened unexpectedly. And I think there's so many of my fans who have had hard knocks as well, you know, and then these songs are comforting to them. And that's like the best compliment you can get as a songwriter, that, you know, it's a healing thing. The winter is over and the summer's not far.
The treetops are... The music that you have written, I think you have such a knack for conveying that sense of loss. My favorite song is If Only, and I know that song has special meaning for you too.
If Only was written for my bodyguard, actually, who was like my brother, my son's godfather. And Frank came into my life when I was 16, 16 and a half, actually, and he was really my first serious bodyguard. And he traveled the world with me, and then he just became a great mentor to me. Being in young Hollywood, there was definitely opportunities for me to get into trouble. And definitely I was curious, and you have the money and you're being invited to all these parties and stuff. And it was really Frank who would hover over me or be in my ear, a little bit like, I don't think we want to do this. I don't think you want to go there, and so he was kind of the voice of reason a little bit, and I really trusted him. And so I think that, he helped me stay away from a lot of things that probably were not good for me. And then that created a bond and a trust. And he was the first one to really get me into like working out and bodybuilding and just overall health conscious. And so he was really changing my life. And then when he got cancer and passed away, it was again one of those experiences that you're just like, this can't be. I mean, this person needed to be in my life for forever. I don't get it. I don't understand. So there was a lot of heartbreak when he was passing away, and seeing him be such a strong person. And then every time I'd walk into the hospital room, he'd try to be that big bodyguard, but he was in a lot of pain. So he was really up my family, like I said. And it was hard the day that he passed away, and If Only came out of that, just from this true sorrow and the emptiness that I felt. I don't ever really, I think suicide is one of the most horrible things. And it leaves people wondering and lonely. And I'm not, I'm never like, I think it's just a tragedy when that stuff happens. But, scarlet red drips from my vein. I mean, this person is thinking about what am I going to do with my life? It would be, I feel like I want to die, And so it's very, very, very deep, dark song. But there's been so many people again that have come to me and said, I felt like that. And somehow through the song, I actually got strength to understand that, these are moments, these are seasons, and you can't take advantage of them, and you will persevere, even though you feel like you just want to end it, or why can't I go with that person, So I try to write sincere, things and then make them somehow positive without being snappy. But, it's, you do think these thoughts sometimes, especially when, the pain is so deep.
Well, I've struggled personally with depression my whole life and have been suicidal at different points. And part of why I started my show was because for me, music is when I realized other people felt that way and that I could get through it. So, songs like If Only really can save people's lives. So I think it's so beautiful that you do that.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. I mean, it is a heavy thing. I think I'm an old soul. I think, I grew up in a family that had a lot of addiction and a lot of drama, a lot of love, but a lot of miscommunication and, just some kind of turbulent time. So, I'm very compassionate to people and what they're going through. And all my friends know, they can call me and tell me anything. I don't really flinch, but I am about turning things into a positive, and also discussing stuff. Hiding things never work. So, again, if I try to do that through my songwriting or just, even through my interviews and stuff like that, I think it really connects people and people don't feel alone.
Scarlet red drips from my veins. What's wrong with me that I imagine such things and if only.
You just heard the incredibly honest and moving If Only, a song Tiffany wrote and recorded after the passing of her very close friend. It's one of many tunes Tiffany has written over the years that have helped people understand and process their sadness, their pain, and their grief. But Tiffany doesn't just help others through her music. She also feels very strongly that we should actively support the causes that mean the most to us. And she was happy to share with me the organizations that mean the most to her and why she feels so strongly about giving back.
You mentioned compassion. What is it that motivates you to make sure you give back, not just through music, but in the way you live your life?
being a celebrity or having this like platform, you know, is really bigger than just Tiffany or, you know, whoever you are, you know, being a celebrity. It's not just about you. You are affecting people. And it took me a long time to kind of learn that a little bit. You know, I think I started learning that more when I was like 18 and 19 and 20 and getting involved in the DARE project and going to the White House and seeing how people responded to what I had to say about certain topics. And that's when you kind of realize, oh, well, I could really give back. You know, I'm passionate about, you know, cancer research. I'm passionate about the American Heart Association for women, especially because us ladies like to take on a lot, you know. But I mean, it affects everyone. And so, and I'm definitely passionate about, you know, children, and disease research and giving to charities there. And obviously cancer with a caring place in Las Vegas. And then of course my doggies, cause I have 8 dogs. But you know, I mean, there's so many topics and so many people that reach out to me and say, well, you get involved in this. And, you know, if I can, I definitely will, you know, cause people need help. I feel like if I can do something for somebody, why not? I mean, it's, you know, that's what we should be doing on many different levels, not just, you know, donating money and stuff. I mean, sometimes it doesn't hurt just to talk to somebody or give them a smile, you know? So I really do try to spend time with my fans and some of the most beautiful friendships have come out of that, where, you know, I meet people and they're going through something or they're recovering from cancer. And so I think whatever reason, my life has had a lot of different experiences. And so I'm able to kind of understand that and really want to give back.
That was History, one of my favorite tracks from Tiffany's 2016 album, A Million Miles. You can grab that album on iTunes and at tiffanytunes.com, where you can also take a 30-year musical tour of her phenomenal singing and songwriting career, a career that will certainly see more great tracks on the way. How do I know that? Well, we're only about 10 minutes away from hearing her fantastic brand new single, Can't Stop Falling. But before we get there, it feels very appropriate to walk down memory lane with Tiffany herself and hear the moments and the songs that have led her to where she is today.
I was really excited to hear Can't Stop Falling. So talk to me a little bit about that song and where your music is headed from here.
Well, Can't Stop Falling is kind of like it's a gear changer for me. You know, I want to get back to like some of the more rock-based stuff. Kind of like The Color of Silence. Every project I've done, there's been a kind of a plan behind it. Like I did the country album, moving back to Nashville, and, you know, really realizing that a lot of those people in my earlier career never were thanked. I mean, they weren't really acknowledged. And, you know, I do love country music, and that is part of my roots. And being in Nashville kind of like brought all of that up, you know, how cool my life has been and how lucky I've been. So I did, you know, Rose Tattoo, and that was kind of like a big full, you know, circle a little bit to tell the earlier part of Tiffany's career and, you know, why I love country music, and you'll hear it in my voice, and why I love the blues and just me as a person. And then A Million Miles has been an album that over the years of touring, I do meet and greets most of the time after my show, and people go, I didn't know that you could sing like that or write music like that. I mean, you really are like, you've become this artist. You know, A Million Miles was writing for me and was good therapy. But it was also a vocalist album, you know, it was a songwriter album, working with a lot of people and writing the next, I guess, phase for me as a deeper songwriter. And, you know, with that said, Can't Stop Falling comes out of, you know, just coming home and writing and just being around people and watching people react to each other and hearing stories about I Think We're Alone Now and their first love stories and their first kisses. And, you know, I mean, I take all of this stuff in.
Well, I can't wait to hear the new stuff. You've always just struck me as an artist with so many different facets that you're able to explore. So I'm really excited, and
Thank you.
I plan to get
Thank
out and
you.
see as soon as I can on tour sometime. So.
Oh, awesome. Yeah. I mean, every day I'm on my agent's book, 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 book. I mean, when you have a great bunch of people together, and we really do, love being on the road and doing what we're doing. So, yeah, I want to just tour probably for the next year, and now that I'm flying again, I'm going overseas, which is great, and I'm getting to reconnect with those fans. It's been a long time, so I'm really excited about the things on the horizon.
I'm definitely excited for what Tiffany has on the horizon. And if you loved her new single, Can't Stop Falling, which you just heard and should totally download like right now, then I know you're excited too. You can stay up to date with Tiffany's latest tour dates and projects at tiffanytunes.com. And if you enjoyed this episode, you can head to the Positive Psychology of Pop Music.com for more inspiring music and exclusive interviews with your favorite artists. New episodes drop on iTunes every Wednesday, and you can subscribe to the podcast at the Positive Psychology of Pop Music.com. We've got time for one last Tiffany track this week, and it's absolutely the one I wanted to close the show with. We've talked about some heavy stuff in the last hour, and unfortunately, life is full of heartbreak and difficult times for so many of us. But as devastating as those times can be, we always have to remember that better moments are on the way. And as will not at all be brand new information to you, I'm a firm believer that music can bring us hope and get us to those positive moments more quickly. Thanks again to Tiffany for being a part of this week's show and for giving us great and inspiring tracks like the one you're about to hear. For the Positive Psychology of Pop Music, I'm Wesley Ryan, and with Waking Up for the First Time, this is Tiffany.